Civil conflict has raged in South Sudan since December 2013. Hundreds of people have been killed, over 700,000 have fled across borders as refugees, and over 1.5 million are displaced inside the country. It's hoped the 4,000 troops of the Security Council-mandated Regional Protection Force will provide the stability to allow some people to return home. Martin Elia Lomuro, Cabinet Affairs Minister in the Transitional Government of National Unity, read a joint communique after the council delegation met President Kiir.
The United Nations Security Council and the Transitional Government of National Unity agreed to work in a fresh spirit of cooperation to advance the interests of South Sudanese people, particularly their aspirations for justice, liberty and prosperity. They agreed that the humanitarian and security needs of the people were paramount. To improve the security situation, the Transitional Government of National Unity gave its consent to the deployment, as part of UNMISS, of the Regional Protection Force.
South Sudan had initially held back on agreeing to the force, saying it was a violation of sovereignty. There are already some 12,000 peacekeepers serving in the UN mission known as UNMISS. South Sudan has also agreed to implement a hybrid court to investigate war crimes. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.